We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Growing in the New Life of the Spirit, Part 2. Today's devotional was written by Abraham D. Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans 8:2. For the law of the life-giving Spirit in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. I have just read from the New English Translation. The new life we receive at salvation is real, but it must be nurtured. Just as a newborn baby must grow through proper care, the life of the Spirit in us grows when we feed it and protect it. If it is neglected, the believer may struggle, not because the new life is absent, but because it is not being strengthened. We nurture this life through consistent fellowship with God. Prayer keeps our hearts connected to Him. The Word renews our minds and shapes our desires. Fellowship with other believers encourages us and keeps us accountable. Obedience to what we learn allows the Spirit to work more deeply within us. These practices help the life of the Spirit dominate the old tendencies of the flesh. As this life grows, change becomes noticeable. Desires begin to shift. Things that once attracted us lose their appeal, and things that please God become more important. This transformation is not forced. It flows naturally from the life of the Spirit within us. The more we yield to Him, the more freedom we experience. However, growth requires intentionality. A believer who neglects prayer, the Word, and fellowship may find the old patterns trying to return. But one who consistently nurtures the life of the Spirit will grow stronger. Over time, what once felt difficult becomes natural because the Spirit is leading and empowering the believer. Go into today determined to nurture the life of the Spirit within you. Feed it with God's Word. Strengthen it through prayer, and protect it by avoiding influences that weaken your faith. As you do, the freedom Christ has given you will become more evident in your daily life. Prayer. Lord, help me nurture the life of your Spirit within me. Teach me to grow through prayer, your Word, and obedience. Let your life in me become stronger each day, and lead me into lasting freedom. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Isaiah 51 to 55. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.